Morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want, the idea that you can get on the path. And while you cannot change your destination overnight, as Jim Rohn said, you can change your direction. And ultimately, your destination will be changed. And in order to do that, we are conveying the sentiments that we must reject mediocrity, we must embrace individualism, and pursue opportunities for growth and fulfillment over comfort and security, which is actually a false sense of security that we have in the system, that we have in our jobs, and that we have in others, but fail to find that comfort and security in our own abilities, believing that we can. Understanding that no one is coming, understanding that we must take personal responsibility for our lives. And this morning I want to highlight a very popular topic that is on everybody's lips in most conversations when it comes on to our world and our society and what happens in our society. And that is, you know, no matter which corner of the earth you live or which rock you live under, you would have heard this saying 1,000 times, that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. But this morning I want to convey to you that it will become drastically more so, meaning that it will continue to be the rich get more rich and the poor get much poorer, or the rich get much richer and the poor get much poorer. And it's not because of anything that the rich is doing to the poor, but more so how the poor have allowed. And I don't want to say the matrix is doing this and the matrix is doing that. We must take personal responsibility. I am a believer in personal responsibility. Nobody's making you do anything. You're allowing things to happen to you. And until you hold that perspective, you will never change. Until you hold the perspective that you have the power to dictate how you turn up, how you react, how you act, how you behave, how you perceive, how you learn, how you execute, then you'll never change. So there's all this thing going on out there that we ascribe to the matrix and the system and the society, and we're all claiming to be intelligent people who live in a democratic society who has freedom of choice, and we still want to pass that blame onto someone else. We stock up on luxury, on unnecessary items, and we complain we don't have money to start businesses. We complain we don't have money to improve our lives, and we buy all these trappings. And we don't invest in ourselves. And we buy all these junk food. And we don't pay attention to our health. And we say, oh, they're killing us with the food. And we don't take the time to sift through what we eat. We have choices. There's no gun to your head. You must take personal responsibility for your life. But this is the point why the rich is going to continue to get richer. And more people will be rich. And more people will be... Less people will be... rich, and more people will be poor. But those who are rich will continue to get richer. Meaning, more people are going to be squeezed out, or more people are going to engage in acts that squeeze themselves out of the opportunity to become wealthy, to become successful financially. Why? Because one superpower that will change our lives, we are allowing ourselves to be ostracized, for want of a better word, or to be robbed of that superpower. Let's use the word robbed of that superpower. We are allowing ourselves to be drained of that superpower. And that superpower is focus. In the next 10 to 15 years, the ability of the average person to focus will be extremely reduced, because most people, and this is a this is spiraling. Most people have lost the ability to stay focused on any given task or goal for a prolonged period of time. We have allowed, yes, I'm going to say the word, this big word, the distractions of the modern world to get into our head and has robbed us and is robbing us and will continue to rob us of that focus that we need. The social media, the news, the connectivity that we have with others is just draining our focus. And we have become so addicted to entertainment. There's this insatiable appetite for entertainment that permeates the media, mass and social, that most people are addicted and cannot find any grit or depth to resist it at any reasonable level to ensure that they can stay focused on something else. Just watch yourself when you take up your phone and there are all these notifications and there are all these apps and there's all these images and there are all these videos of celebrities, of clickbait headlines. And you go on your phone to do something. Happens to me all the time. You go on your phone to do something, and before you know it, you're down a rabbit hole 20 minutes in. You have to go do something else, and you still didn't go on your phone to check the email or to research the important thing that you went there to do. The mission to focus has to be a conscientious, determined, accountable, strictened, for want of a better term again, mission to focus. You have to be on top of yourself because our brains are hardwired to go towards common impulse of getting that little entertainment buzz, of getting that little dopamine rush in our heads. Resist it. We must learn to resist this. Whatever we need to do, we need to turn off these notifications, whether we need to change the color of our screens, but research the ways, track yourself. I have an app on my phone that kicks me out of these social media after 20 minutes. And sometimes I still go back in. I'm not playing holier than thou. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm consciously aware because I see every week my stats. I'm consciously aware of how much time I spend on these things because it is not only robbing your time, it is destroying your focus. And if you destroy your focus, you'll never be able to get to anywhere worthwhile. You're not going to get to those goals because everything worthwhile needs focus and time consistently for a prolonged period. So focus is going to be the superpower of the next decade, decade and a half. If you can harness focus, you will go way ahead. But while the masses continue to drift in the sea of social media scroll and the sea of distractions of the celebrity news and the sports news and the gossip and the political news, then a selected few have found it necessary and are determined to stay focused. And we need to first stop thinking that this thing is being done to us and realize that we are allowing this thing to happen to us. Always a pleasure, guys. See you on the next podcast. Thank you. Focus will be the superpower.